This is Isaac, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're in the studio. I got with me, I got to make sure I got the mics right. This is, someone's using like a different setup here. Hold on. Immediately scrambling because I don't have the ability to get people's mics turned on. But I have two guests here in the studio once I figure out. Brief technical difficulty, but we are finally here for the 2023-24 NBA season preview. I got Heat correspondent Harrison over here, and I got Celtics expert Charlie.
You know, I feel like I was brought into a trap here. I feel a little bit outnumbered, I gotta be honest.
You completely are.
I tried to bring on Griffin for the Knicks perspective, but he's busy.
Who wants that?
I had a Melisma member who is
an
Orlando Magic fan, which would have been interesting.
Oh,
I tried to get
fun.
My son's fan friend from home to call in.
Turn me up. My floor is a little weak.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I can hear
there we go.
Now.
Yeah, you were pretty low on the mix there. All right. Anyway, gonna quickly just say where we're at with the league as a whole. I'm trying to do this quickly. Denver Nuggets, reigning champions. Joel Embiid was the MVP. That was something. The Heat were the 8 seed and then made the finals.
Tell me again.
In the offseason, coming off of that, Celtics and Lakers out in the conference finals, both in embarrassing ways, but different embarrassing ways. The Bucks traded Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, and some other things, and got Damian Lillard. The Suns traded Ayton, Chris Paul, a bunch of other stuff, and got Bradley Beal and Yusuf Nurkic.
Can't help but snicker.
Fraudulent
at that.
Organization.
That the Celtics made, in my completely neutral opinion, some of the best moves of the offseason as a whole. You move Smart, Brogdon, Robert Williams for Drew Holiday, Porzingis, and I think more picks than they gave up. I'm not completely certain. Not that that matters that much. And then the Warriors traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. Those were the big moves. A lot of other stuff happened.
I don't hate that last move. I don't like Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole's not gonna... It's weird. On the one hand, I want to say he won't help you win basketball games, and yet they won a chip with him playing well. So I don't know how much of it is.
Yeah, I mean, but...
He's just very hot and cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Wizards need to pretty seriously hit the reset button, and I think the Poole trade kind of helps them with that. Get somebody who's, you know, a solid young player who you can kind of develop and, you know, while tanking, getting some good picks out of it.
He has a ring, he has a big contract, and now he's going to play my career. He's just going to take every single shot.
He's going to be a good fantasy player, I foresee. He can get a lot of touches.
Do they punish you for inefficiency in fantasy?
Yeah, but not...
Oh!
I mean, but if you're getting most of the touches on that team, I kind of feel like it'll even out over the season. But.
I guess.
Fantasy
I can see him
basketball
getting,
is a mystery. I've played it for like 5 years, and I still don't fully understand how it works.
I've not really got any experience with it.
It's my take.
People call it way more effort than fantasy football. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, I don't put in that kind of effort, but I can totally see how it would be like that.
So, basic thing just to start off with. For your team, what are your expectations for him for the season?
8 seed.
Nothing less than the title.
It's the chip, yeah.
Celtics-Lakers finals.
It has to be this year.
And then, what's something that people who aren't a Heat fan or a Celtics fan might miss about the team? Might underrate, overrate?
Tyler Hero's good. I mean, like, he wasn't good enough to get the Dame trade, right? I'm not going to, like... That's unreasonable, right? But I think he's, like, a solid young player. He's going to go out. He's going to get you, like, 20 points a game. Massive defensive liability. This much is true, and I'll admit that. But I think... Because he was linked with Lillard, people have been really throwing him under the bus and calling him terrible and all this other stuff. I think he's solid. I think if you watch 82 Heat games a year, you'll see that. That's my take.
For the Celtics?
Yeah.
Outside defense. I know everyone says this is one of their strengths, but if you don't really think about basketball too hard, you might not think about this. Because on that team, especially now that they've added Drew Holiday, they've got Drew Holiday... Derek White, so good.
I hate the Celtics.
So
I love Derek
good.
White.
And then even Tatum and Brown are both all defense tier players
Brown
on
has
the outside.
Moments with defense where he
and he's the worst out of them.
Which funny with Brown is he does worse when he's off ball. Like you make him guard a good player and then he does better. But if he has to like make decisions on his own. He just kind of doesn't focus at all.
I don't think that's super uncommon. Off-ball defense is a tough skill to teach.
Oh, definitely. I just mean, it makes people think he's a better defender than he probably... Like, I'm just, right now, replaying in my head over and over him helping off of Harden and giving up an open corner three to lose a playoff game.
That's exactly
for
how
no
I
reason.
Play defense. Just, like, all attack.
Gotta go all out. No, that team, it was just going to be spam. It's just big, way... back, just let the guards deal with it. Whoever's on ball, just fight over the screen, fight under it, whatever.
I'm
chilling at the rim.
I'm sure we're gonna get to this, but I'm curious what you guys think of y'all's like big situation, because I don't know how I feel about trying out Horford in this lineup, but that's just me.
He'll just be the sixth man, I think, and that's fine.
Yeah, think about the center position as like a combination of all the glass cannons that they've had over the last couple years to play center. As long as like it all averages out to be one player, I'm cool with it. Like, one really, really good player. If they can get Porzingis and Horford and... I don't know.
I think the main thing is that in the playoffs...
they just signed, like, a third guy.
Yeah, they have a couple different, like, guys like that that could be the third guy. But it doesn't matter. That'll just be regular season to just eat up minutes so that the two actual bigs don't get hurt, I think.
Yeah, when it
like
comes
in the playoffs,
to it,
you just need the guys to be available. Yeah. And you just need, like, seven, like, really good players, and then you can win a chip.
Yeah, no one's better than the Celtics to seven.
As far as, yeah, top, I think, six, seven players, I think it's not even very close. I think the Nuggets are who you put up after there, but their bench is a big fall-off. I don't really know who they added, and I know Bruce Brown and Jeff Green left.
Those are two huge losses. Those guys were major in that playoff run. That's tough.
I still have the Nuggets getting out of the West, I think, just because no one can do anything with Jokic, and that starting five is really, really good.
Yeah,
the East is definitely the stronger conference in my head going into this
definitely.
Year.
The West has a thing. So, yeah, we can just get to that, basically, like who's making playoffs or not, because the West is the thing where they have a couple really good teams and then literally like 10 teams that could all convince themselves they'd be like a top four seed.
See,
and a couple
like that,
of those
though.
Guys are not going to make the playoffs at all. I think it'll be fun to watch, but we'll get to the playoffs and we'll have a couple teams get really exposed as being a lot less serious than their record says they are, I think.
Phoenix Suns.
I think it's the opposite. They'll be not that good the regular season, and then you get to the playoffs and...
That team's winning nothing.
Yeah,
they're not winning
I agree
anything.
With Harrison. I think they'll be a better regular season team.
Because I think they know it's... Like, they're going all in for the chip, so they'll be, like, coasting, essentially. That's my guess. I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting.
I don't know. I don't even like have actual like stats to back it up. I don't like the vibes. The Suns just as an organization are kind of goofy to me. I don't know. How old's Kevin Durant? 38?
He's not that old, but we're fact checking that right now. He's 35 years old.
Okay, I was way off.
A little old still.
No, that's definitely old, but Steph is also 35 and he's
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's Kevin Durant. Yeah. Like, I don't know. He had a couple games against the Nuggets where he would drop like 40 and carried them to a win. Like, that Suns team, they're not going to win a championship, but they're going to win one or two playoff series for sure.
Speaking of age, how old is our glorious king this season?
He's 38.
Yeah, 38.
38?
That's what I was thinking.
He's going to turn 39. I assume.
Isn't he the oldest player in the league now that UD retired?
I think so.
I think he'll make 40.
Well, because
wherever Bronny gets drafted.
I think he is still, even after he gets bad, he still has a few like legacy years.
Oh, for sure. If UD could ride the bench for 6 years,
he'll get the big poppy retirement
tour.
Well,
he's doing like
the Kobe retirement tour.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's going to do like a Brady. That's kind of what he's already doing, where it's like he's technically probably declined a bit, but it almost... doesn't matter because he's just really smart about.
Are his
don't put
Buccaneers.
My glorious king and Brady in the same sentence.
I'm just saying they were both playing when they were super old and way better than everyone thought they'd be. So it's a pretty straightforward comparison.
I feel like that's actually a really good comparison.
I just hate Brady. No, it's a fine comparison.
All right.
It's interesting because I love Brady and I don't really like LeBron. He tortured us for so many years.
Unsurprisingly, LeBron was on the Heat.
Yes.
We share a division with the Patriots, so yeah, that's gonna...
So I got...
Natural enemies.
Everything I've seen, the main resource I've used for this is just like the basic betting odds, who will win the championship. Bucks, Celtics, Nuggets, Suns, in any particular order, are the four favorites. Are there teams that should be up there that are serious contenders? Or
That sounds right.
I think the Lakers could be a dark horse team to make a pretty serious run. I really like what they did this offseason. I think they built up the roster in like a really meaningful and like good way, it seems like. And I don't know, if AD can stay healthy, which is a huge if, and if LeBron keeps playing like he's been playing, I think that's a team that could take out somebody.
I think they made a bunch of trades, but there's still probably one more trade. Like, I don't think a team... with D'Angelo Russell as the starting point guard.
That's fair.
He's doing anything serious.
That's fair.
They're gonna trade him. They're going to trade one of their... They have a couple guys who are just like being completely left open in the playoffs. I don't remember their roster well enough to know specifically, but like they're probably one or two really good players away from that. But they'll be good. I think they'll be really good. I think in the regular season they'll be good because it won't be like last year where they were terrible and then got actual NBA players on the team and got better. But yeah, I was going to ask which of those contenders you think are overrated, but I think the consensus here is the Suns.
Yep.
Definitely
the
they're
Suns.
They're comfortably the worst of those four teams.
I think
teams.
The Bucks are slightly over, just because that bench unit is like really, really dire if you look at that, if you look at the depth chart. But I don't know. You got Dame and Giannis, which is going to be like the best pick and roll the league's ever seen, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and outside of those teams, can never really count out the Warriors.
True,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
And then in the East, I don't think either of them, these are both super outside odds to even make a deep run into the playoffs, but the Cavs and the Knicks, I like both of them.
I gotta be honest, the Knicks, I'm lower on. I like Brunson, but
same.
Both Barrett and Randall are guys yeah. that I just... I've watched High Knicks basketball, and when I watch it, I don't like what they do.
I agree.
And that's just pretty much straightforward. I don't have a lot of in-depth analysis.
Cavs got exposed this last postseason, though. So I was, because yeah, I was really
high, super
yeah,
hard.
I was really
I still
high
think
on
they'll
them.
Be good this season.
Got Max Strus.
I think they're going to be really good, especially in the regular season. Like, they'll be almost as good as Celtics Bucks, I think, like, record-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because that just happens a lot. If you have, like, two defensive bigs and teams aren't, like, actively scheming around it because it's a regular season game, it's hard to score on.
Yeah,
but
the regular season doesn't matter in the slightest.
It get to the playoffs, and I don't actually know what to expect because I thought they'd do at least decent last year, and they won, I think, a single playoff game.
Yeah, I think
just
it was just
the
one.
And
yeah.
Against the Knicks team that I thought was pretty even with them. So maybe I need to consider that more going forward. Because I don't know. They signed a bunch of people, but, you know, I don't know if, like, Max Strus is going to really be the thing that changes you from... They just kind of have a weird team where they have two bigs that have kind of similar skill sets and then two guards that have kind of similar skill sets. So it's like...
They're a fun 2K team. Say that.
Good point. Yeah.
How do y'all feel about the mid-season tournament?
I had the option to get tickets to go to the in-season tournament, Celtics Sixers.
Where is it?
Again? In Boston.
Oh, in Boston. Okay.
But decided against it because I'm just... Maybe if we had a year under our belts to, like, see how the in-season tournament goes, I don't want to see it, like, without the guarantee that people are going to take it seriously. Because, like...
That's valid.
If they're not really playing their absolute hardest, I don't want to go. So I'm going to go see a different game instead.
Yeah, I know Isaac and I were trying to figure out what game we want to go to. But it's just, like, the ticket prices are insane.
Yeah, ridiculous.
No way I'm making it to the Heat game this year. That's just, it's out of
the
cards.
That's not happening. Not going to see the Bucks play the Celtics, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of want to stick with the Bucks because I'm just really, I don't know how I feel about them because there's the obvious, like, okay, it's Dame and Giannis and Brook Lopez is good at the things he's good at. Like, they will be good, but are they, like, they have no one other than two players who play defense. That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's like their whole plan is going to be just everyone run into Giannis and Lopez. And that might work. I don't know. But it might not work. And it might be that you got... Maybe they did. I don't know. We'll see. They need to sign like one or two guys to be bench players that are actually good. Because otherwise they're going to be asking like Jay Crowder to play like serious minutes
they're gonna
in the playoffs.
They're going to need to be scoring like 120 points a game in order to win. Because they're going to be giving up. Just so many looks, I feel like. But
Giannis is guaranteed wins. So
if there's anyone who can score 120 points a night.
It's the two of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's also, I think you'd throw the Suns in there as a team that can score that much. Beal, Book, KD is going to be enough to get them like 50 wins.
Of those three, I can't stand two of them. So I'm just going to like pull out from this conversation because I just I don't like Booker and I don't like KD.
I ignore the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna move on to a hater question. A crafted to be a hater question, and it's just who's a player that makes you a hater that you're specifically like you see him play. It's the playoffs. Maybe it's playing against your favorite team because he does good against them, and you go, I can't stand this guy.
I think you already know who I'm going to say.
Is it rhyme with Kevin Cooker?
No, I was going to say Jason Tatum, but Devin Booker would fall. I don't like Devin.
You like dislike him for different reasons. Yeah,
Tatum purely for play, he's too good. It just makes me upset. That whole the 7 games against the Celtics this postseason was like my blood pressure was going crazy, especially when like the 3-1 comeback almost happened. And I know Tatum wasn't really a factor in that because he was injured, but during the regular season, I feel like every time I've gone to a Celtics game, I've just seen Tatum drop like 30 on the Heat.
And he was a factor until Game 7, he gets hurt.
Was it really Game 7?
Yeah, it was the first quarter of Game 7.
That's brutal.
Even think about it, the last shot of Game 6, if Derek White wasn't there, there was a chance that would have been him, because I was just watching that replay that other day, and he was right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I feel like I have a much different perspective on that question, because my answer is Cody Zeller.
Heat Can legend Cody Zeller?
Like, just bad, bad vibes. Like,
yeah.
Probably similar to how you feel about the Suns, like just emanating darkness from his like reverse crown, because he's bald, and that's mostly what I hate about him.
What about the face mask you had to wear? It's less
terrible.
Awful.
He's not cool enough to deserve that. You have to be cool. You have to earn that. Like, think about it. Like, Jaylen Brown can kind of get away with wearing the face mask. LeBron, face mask. Kobe, face mask. Cody Zeller?
Nah.
Doesn't deserve it.
Devin Booker? Nah.
Like, Kyrie can do it. You can't do it if you're
exactly.
Cody Zeller.
Exactly. I think he's who pushes me to be a big hater.
Even though I came up with that question, I actually didn't have a good answer for it. But I am thinking of a player who made my blood boil during the playoffs last season, and it was Caleb Martin. I have never seen... This is the most out-of-nowhere performance I've...
Not if you were watching Heat basketball.
He was not doing that in the regular season.
No,
you were an 8
seed. You saw flashes, but...
He was... And he did it against the Bucks too, is what was crazy. Yeah. It was the entire playoff run. He was making Kobe shots.
The only noise complaint I've ever gotten in my apartment was Game 5 of that series, so...
So when I was...
Yeah, I think you were there.
Yeah. That was really fun to watch that Heat, those Heat games when they were not playing against the Celtics.
Oh yeah, the Heat Bucks series was legendary.
That was beautiful. I enjoyed that.
Felt so cathartic the past Celtics Bucks series.
Oh, we could have gotten bounced by the Knicks, and I still would have been happy. In all honesty.
What was funny is after that, even though there was the 8 seed, it was like, oh, it's the Knicks, and people were right. It was indeed.
Yeah, I do feel like I have a little bit of an extra need to defend the Knicks because Griffin can't be here tonight.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him. I'm really... Every Knicks fan I've seen has a different opinion of Barrett and Randle because sometimes they score a lot and sometimes they really don't.
I think they should trade one of those two for maybe even both of them for someone more reliable.
And they're probably going to try to.
Yeah.
Who's taking Randle, though? Like, what kind of package can you get back?
Well, he's clearly, like, I'm going to pull it up, but I think he's made, like, all NBA teams.
I feel like he could fit in a role if he goes to somewhere where they need, like, a better, like, third, fourth option.
So, yeah, last season, 25 points per game. He's made an all-NBA team twice.
Okay.
Two-time All-Star.
Don't forget the 2020-2021 Most Improved Player.
He was. No, you're right.
I did forget that.
So, still very good at certain things. He's 28. I don't watch enough Knicks basketball to know how to rate him. I just know when the playoffs, every time I'm like, I don't think he's going to make this shot. And he usually doesn't.
Yeah.
So...
I'm also super high on the Knicks because the one Celtics game I was able to go to last season, they lost to the Knicks in like double overtime, and the Knicks like played out of their minds. So I know what's possible for them.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
That was a big Emmanuel Quickly game.
That was that game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We saw that Blazers game last year.
Yeah, it was one of the most forgettable because it was bad. It was just like, well, these are cheap for a reason, but we'll see Damian Lillard. And he played like 3 quarters and still got like 26 points efficiently. Yeah. It's just the rest of that team was like G League guys. So it was literally a 30-point lead the fourth quarter. We just left early because it was like...
Can you pull up a specific game? I want to talk about the roster for both of these teams.
Sure.
Look up like Spurs Blazers May 2022.
We got one in April.
No, the Trailblazers didn't score 100 points in this game. They scored like 80 points.
It's not coming up. I'm
maybe
afraid.
Maybe it was 20. Maybe it wasn't May, but we. You have to look at the roster for this game. Can we play a song and find this?
Yeah, yeah. Here, I got one queued up here in a sec, actually.
Yeah, we're halfway through the show. I feel like now would be a good time to take a break.
Exactly. Break. When we come back, I'll try to set up, try to get some people calling in, see if we can get some takes flying. But first, here is Lovesick Part 3 by New Habes.
Good to roll on the analog trail, and you look the roll. Just stroll to the trees and let hurricane on the high and lows. Yeah, we can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Let's break it all down into pieces of bright moments to pass by like a meteorite.
We good to come back?
I think so.
All right. Get mics on. Song faded down. All right.
There you go.
All right, that sounds better. So we're halfway through the show right now. We've kind of done initial discussions. We might try to get... I didn't know how long certain things would last, so I might have underprepared. But we'll come up with stuff to talk about. And if you're listening at home, the line... The phone number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to call in, drop your hottest or coldest take, feel free to do so. We'll have some fun. We can talk it out. And right now, we got some Far Side instrumental in the background. We got Charlie reaching over to see how many... How many listeners we got?
I wanted to do it sneakily.
We got some big breaking news in the NBA world. Kai Jones has been released from the Charlotte Hornets.
I feel so bad.
I thought you were going to say released from police custody.
No. What's funny is people kept saying, like, I mean, he was posting some weird things, but he didn't do anything, like, illegal at all. And they have at least one very noteworthy person on that team who has done something very illegal.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm thinking about it.
And then made it worse in the last 6 months, which is, I think, is even more baffling.
So yeah, while we're talking about the Charlotte Hornets, I don't obviously know nearly as much about like the bottom feeder teams. Who will be the worst team probably? Like who's going to be like
Charlotte Hornets?
Hornets.
Because they'll have LaMelo healthy.
Pistons.
It's going to be the Blazers and it's going to be the Wizards, I think, are going to be the worst.
Rockets. Yeah, Wizards are bad.
Spurs.
Rockets are pretty dire.
Spurs are weird to me because I feel like
good.
They'll be good in the games. They'll be competitive even when they lose just because Wemby's a freak. But he'll play like 45 games because they're like, we want to be bad this year and we do not want you to get hurt while we're still bad.
Exactly. They don't have. A good second option.
They don't have any like depth there. It's just a bunch of guys. I'm gonna pull up the Spurs current roster.
We were talking about Spurs past rosters off the air.
Yeah, about seeing a particularly ugly.
Oh, the
basketball
Raptors.
Tank.
I'm throwing the Raptors in there too.
Here's the I don't know because they keep around a solid bunch of mid to okay players, and they have the same mid to okay players this year as they did last year. They'll be like a 10 or 11 seed again, like they always are.
I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
I don't think they will either.
Well, 10 or 11 seed is missing
because their best player, yeah, Fred VanVleet.
Well, Siakam's their best player.
Yeah, Siakam. They still
How about the Pelicans?
And Scottie Barnes. They're weird to me because yeah. I don't believe in them yet.
Could
I don't
we
either.
See the first like full Zion season?
No,
he's never gonna play. He's never gonna play a full season of basketball. Unfortunately.
If we see a full Zion season, do you even want a full Zion season theoretically?
Yes.
Because that's just so many opportunities for him to get hurt.
But
the playoffs.
Okay.
I'm just thinking from like a.
But here's the thing: you got to make the playoffs first,
exactly.
And there's a bunch of other good teams. So the Pelicans and
they're in a lose-lose situation.
There's a trio of teams that I don't know what to think of them. So I'm just gonna assume they're not gonna do that good, which is Pelicans, Clippers and Mavericks, where they all have reasons that I could be like, maybe they'll do decent, but mostly I think they'll probably be bad.
Clippers will be a playoff team if James Harden gets what he wants.
But if they, so you have, they're going to have Westbrook and Harden on the same team, and they're both going to be like 35.
That's still a big if.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I really want Harden to the Heat, because I don't really know what we have to lose at this point, and I think it's worth a shot, see if you can get like a couple good seasons out of him in a new situation in a city that he likes. I don't know. That's my take.
I think that's his best case scenario if he gets traded to go to a good team would be to go to the Heat. Otherwise, I don't really know what he thinks is going to happen. He'll probably just stay on the team till
He's just ruining Philadelphia. It's like
which is beautiful.
I love it.
It's glorious to see.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the Sixers once, other than to say
because we don't need to talk about
it. Embiid is a fraud. The Sixers are a fraud, fraudulent organization. I don't care.
I loved how. Even when it was technically close, that whole series last season, there was one point, I think it was that game six, where I was like, wait, maybe? And then I thought about it again, it's like, well, they're not losing game seven. And then they didn't. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
They don't have the juice. They have a better coach now, but the
who's
rest
coaching
of the,
them?
They have Nick Nurse,
who's
the Toronto coach. When
I like, I like
this
that.
Is another reason why Toronto will be bad.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I don't know who they're...
Who's coaching Milwaukee this year?
New guy.
Yeah, that's
Griffin. Peter. No.
Adrian. Adrian Griffin.
It's it is Adrian Griffin.
Yeah.
Who? He's been an NBA assistant for the last 15 years. It's like Joe Maz. Zula, the Zooster.
Do you guys like Mazzulla? Do Celtics fans like him? I don't really...
Last year was a big, like, he didn't really do that good, but also it was his first year.
I feel like he's just standing over there, like, doing nothing. I don't really...
I feel like people... I go back and forth on whether a coach matters that much, because sometimes... There's sometimes where it's like, you watch the Heat, and it's like, okay, he's clearly getting the absolute most out of him. And then there's... I don't know, like, I get Steve Kerr is important, but the Warriors have had a whole dynasty where it's like... I'm sure I'm underrating it, but I don't know how much Mazzulla specifically has been good or bad. He's kind of there. But that is one of the that is one thing that all the Celtics talk has been their roster, their actual players. But if they like still can't execute in the fourth quarter with players that should be able to do that, that. I don't know.
I'm so jealous of y'all's front office. Brad Stevens has been amazing.
He is. That Derek White trade was really the beginning.
Yeah.
I saw the first game he played. That was my. I saw him play against the Nuggets.
Yeah, they lost a generational man, like general manager, in Danny Ainge.
And they still.
And they
recovered.
Just like, all right, let's make our coach the.
And they
GM
made
now.
Did it at the right time because Ainge
exactly
was kind of washed at this point. He's.
That's kind of how we feel about Pat Riley.
You got. I saw some of the lineups from like 2 years ago where they had like Jeff Teague at point guard and Tristan Thompson at center. And it was like, wow, this could have gone very badly if they didn't make some of these trades. It could have got a complete. They started that season as they were had a, like a losing record, first half of the year.
That's pretty funny.
Until the trades turned it around, like. I just said trade, but I
like how the Celtics have embraced like. Making moves in the offseason the last couple of years, because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah.
Because the teams that are like mostly running it back this year, like the Heat, are at a huge disadvantage.
Yes, we've shown our hand too. It's like you guys saw the best of Heat basketball the postseason.
I'm gonna
it's not
give
any better than that.
The main example I think of for you keep running it back and it actually hurts you. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. Because they had like an initial year where they did better
not
than expected. They had young, fun players, and then they kind of have just kept those players, and now it's like even when he's actually playing, Jaw is like not perfect. He has plenty of weaknesses on the court, even for all he's good at. Same with Jaren Jackson Jr.
Most overrated defender in the league. I'm going to say it. I can't stand
he's,
him.
He's good.
I agree
Bam
with
is better.
All these,
Bam
all
is
these
better.
Points about... like Ja having flaws and the Grizzlies maybe not being super good, but I think that this year they made the offseason move that they needed to make and got Marcus Smart, who can replace the kind of being a word I don't want to say on the radio to the opposing team.
Yep.
But now he can back it up better with being a better player.
I think
Brooks.
He's also good, like just veteran leadership in that locker room. I think him and Steven Adams are gonna good presence around the young guys. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the move for them. They're gonna be.
What?
I want to swear so much about the Grizzlies because they.
Yeah.
They're just a team that deserves curse words.
The Grizzlies are just funny to me. They can't really draw up a lot of ire. They're just like...
They're there.
They've kept kind of the same team. They're staying pretty good. They'll be a like top three or four team in the West probably, I think.
Shout out Joe Rosenberg, number one Grizzlies fan. Too bad he couldn't call in either.
Time zone difference would have made that pretty tricky.
Will they move the Grizzlies to the East?
They should.
I hope they will when they rebuild the Supersonics, reforge them.
They're gonna do Sonics expansion team, and then they're probably gonna throw Vegas one, yeah. Which is gonna be a lot lamer because.
Speaking of Vegas, pivoting to football very quickly.
We can do a little football.
They are trading Davante Adams.
They are?
They're not, which I think is insanely stupid.
How old is he?
It doesn't matter. He's unhappy in that situation. That team needs to tank.
But
keeping
him
on that roster
him last year. So
yeah,
like,
but it didn't work. You got Jimmy Garoppolo under center, man.
I don't like to think about football this year.
Oh, sorry. Are you guys bad for the first time in two decades? I'm so sorry.
Mac Jones is funny to me.
Yeah,
he's
hilarious.
So
McCorkle?
If your birth name is McCorkle,
you are not going to
be a star football player. It is not going to happen for you. Play chess or something.
Grandmaster McCorkle.
just send Mac to the CFL already.
Get him out of here.
Make him a Saskatoon Rough Rider.
They didn't even pick up like a decent backup to be like, oh, if this isn't going well.
Malik Cunningham.
No, they got Bailey Zappe.
There was one game where he was good.
I feel like many games where he wasn't good. Mac Jones is basically...
I remember that one game. That was funny.
I want to see Brock Purdy in this current New England Patriots team because he would look just as bad as Mac Jones.
I hate the Niners.
I am a Purdy hater. I picked him up as my backup in fantasy because he has enough good players around him. He gets automatic points. But I'm a Purdy hater. That playoff game against the Seahawks last year where it was close for the first half and then they got blown out, he should have had three picks in the first half and they all got dropped.
Who would have?
And that would have completely been different.
Who would have guessed his first regular season loss was against the Browns?
Going back to the Raiders, can I read a PSA?
Yeah, we have a public announcement. This is serious. This is not a laughing matter.
Not a laughing matter at all.
This is serious.
But we legally have to read a PSA, and we're running kind of late in the hour.
No. Read it.
As station administration, I got to get this done. So, Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk. All right. I'm sorry, this is terrible.
This isn't funny. This is not funny.
Not funny
We're
at
not
all.
Laughing. I'm just congested.
I can't do it.
Pass it over here. Pass it. I paused the music for this.
Alright, let's see.
Someone's gotta do it. Come on.
Okay.
Both of you are passing it up. It's not that
It's the
hard.
Low-res photo of the crash that's sending me is the
so
problem.
This is about Henry Ruggs.
Alabama legend Henry Ruggs. Yeah.
There's an initial part that got whited out. I don't know what it said initially. Anyway. I think I'm the only mic on right now. Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smashed his Corvette into Tina Tinter's Toyota. Horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and white it out, next word. There is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. The video of Henry Ruggs, like the traffic cam footage of him just flying.
It looks like a racing video game. He's got stripes behind him.
Guys, I have to say, WMFO stands behind that message completely. Drunk driving is a terrible
drive.
Drunk
driving is terrible. Don't drive.
That low resolution picture.
That's messed up that they put that in there. It's like they took like a picture of the scene of the crash. Like converted it into like a PDF, embedded it in like a doc, printed off like 2 years ago. So you just
in made the it, past made it, really before small. It happened.
What do you mean before it happened?
The Tina Tinters Toyota is the craziest part. That,
the alliteration completely got me. I didn't expect to have to, like, Peter Piper pick the... Okay. The Houston Rock...
Ime Udoka.
Send James Harden home.
Please. That'd be hilarious.
What I've seen is that they had an offer on the table for him, and then Ime said no. We're going to get Fred VanVleet instead because he'll play off the ball. Which, I don't know. I think that is an accurate reflection of those two players.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to, say with Dylan Brooks, sometimes you got to get a guy who's not good enough to be on a good team to help make your, was about to swear, crappy team.
Whoa.
Mid.
You need to know how to tank properly.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you know who's been... This is kind of random, but I looked at the records from last season recently because I know the Pistons had, like, the fifth pick or whatever. I'm going to pull it up again so I have the exact
Who
number.
Did they take?
They picked one of the Thompsons.
Okay.
I'm getting their names mixed up for who went to who because the other ones... They picked Asar.
Okay.
Amen is on the... Anyway, last year they had 17 wins and they got the fifth pick. So
they will
tanking,
be properly tanking again.
This tanking stuff is not cut out for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart. I heard you off the air saying you wish the Heat would be able to take an off year to add some talent through the draft. And I just... One, didn't they trade all their picks?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the Kyle Lowry trade.
Kyle. All right, the Heat are starting Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love.
If you
probably.
Can trade Kyle Lowry
Dinosaurs.
And turn him into like two competent players with that amount of money, I don't know how, but if you could, that would help a lot.
Yeah,
but
I got,
no one wants
listen,
him. So
I had a feeling from about July onward that the Dame trade was not going to happen. Right,
yeah.
Like we did not have the long. Assets to do it. And so the thing that has frustrated me most about this offseason is not the fact that we didn't get Dame. It's the fact that we sat around for an entire summer doing nothing. Josh Richardson? That's the big acquisition?
Celtics legend, Josh Richardson.
I love Pat Riley. That man made this franchise relevant. He has paid his debt. Go retire, man. Enjoy being old. You got it. The GM is a younger person's position. You see Shams is on his phone, like, what, 18 hours a day? You got to be up to date on this stuff. He's too old. It's time to hang it up.
I wonder if there's, like, your average NBA, like, GM is on, like, on their phone that much.
I'm just illustrating it as an example for how quickly the NBA world is moving.
Yeah,
they've
got it. Shams is a freak, but...
Yeah, but were reports, like, Pat Riley was asleep during trade talks and stuff. And it's just like, dude, you can...
Like, I'd kill to see Brad Stevens' screen time on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's on Reddit.
He's got a burner.
He's not even on the Boston Celtics subreddit. He's on, like...
He's discussing Bol Bol futures.
What team is Bol Bol on this year?
The Suns.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah,
he's
that
their,
photo of him going around the...
He's their center. Shout out Bol Bol.
Love Bol Bol.
Shout out Taco Fall.
Gonna be out of the league within like 2 years.
The first Celtics game I ever went to was against the Thunder, and they were getting blown out, and so everybody was just chanting,
We want
Taco,
Taco,
and they didn't put him in. It was just upsetting.
Oh, that's tragic.
Main Red Claws legend.
Aren't they the Green Claws now?
I think they're just the main Celtics now.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be the Red Claws to me.
The Sioux City Skyforce.
The Guangdong Tiger. Ni hao. That's a Shaquille O'Neal quote. I'm not being... Anyway. We got Dilla in the background. We got some MF Doom instrumentals coming up. I don't know. We're starting to run out of Steve here.
We got 10 minutes left. We can
Who is winning MVP? Is it going to be
Jokic
again?
It will be Jokic.
Jokic
I, like,
or Giannis.
I know it.
It's
I know
either
it will
Jokic
be
or Giannis.
Jokic. I don't know. I think with a second, like, super heavyweight on that team, it'll draw some gravity away from him in the MVP discussion.
That's my thing with, like, I would consider Tatum being maybe up there, but I think, one, he just won't do, like, the Luka Jokic, every single possession is running through me. Like, his numbers won't be as good, but I think he'll be super efficient. and he'll get to the rim a lot. He'll have so much spacing on that team.
I really still can't believe Embiid won that last year. I'm also just like a huge Jokic
fan. I mean, I can get it because also Jokic wasn't even scoring as much. I mean, he was still really good and deserved it, but I could understand it. But I think after how the playoffs turned out, it's like a, okay, you got your one. Like, Embiid's not even going to be like top five in MVP. They'll be like, you got your one that you wanted. Yeah. You finally got your respect. Now it's Jokic and Giannis.
I think Tatum will be number three in the MVP.
I can see
voting.
Tatum as number three behind Jokic and Giannis.
Seems fair.
Yeah, I think that will probably be the order.
I don't know. I was saying this off air, but I've been following the preseason and offseason a lot less heavily than I have in years past, just because I don't feel good about the situation in Miami. It feels way too complacent. And the Dolphins are so good that all my attention is diverted.
Yeah,
there.
I will say
the Dolphins are crazy.
I was having
good.
This thought recently of just I would love to be a Miami Dolphin. Like, that would be just great vibes right now, with the exception of Tyreek Hill off field pass.
Listen, no.
But that's
22
that's
years
to the
of
side.
My life. They have been terrible to mediocre.
What about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I love Fitzmagic, but still not good.
Better
so
than Tua?
This is no.
Is he better than Tua?
No, he's not. The Tua hate has got to stop, man. But the vibes in Miami right now are phenomenal, and a lot of that's because of Mike McDaniel. I would run through walls for that man. I love him so much.
Remember when they first hired him? One, there was a bunch of press Miami. Or like second Miami black head coach or something, and you look at a picture of him and that's just a little surprising. But also, I don't know, you just don't expect him to be someone that motivates a bunch of football players, and then you hear him talk enough times, it's like, oh, I see it.
Oh, the locker room loves him. Everybody on that team is fully behind him, which I think is a huge part of like being a head coach, is having everybody bought into that system, and it seems like they are.
He's the first vaping head coach.
Dude, the Shanahan tree is just producing gems left and right. It's really pretty impressive. McVay, and then one other guy, whose name?
McDaniel.
Well, there's one other who I'm from. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know. Jordan Love is terrible.
Oh, he's
awful.
I've
seen, like,
he's terrible.
Two Packers games this year, and he sucks. Christian Watson's on my team, so I need him to only throw to Christian Watson.
Oh, yeah. Should we do a fantasy rundown last couple minutes?
I got... who have I got starting? So we're all in a fantasy football league together. It hasn't been clearly established.
Charlie and I are tied for first.
I have been...
I'm winning by point differential.
Okay.
Me and Joe have been chilling at the bottom the entire season. But if I win this week, I will no longer be in the last two places.
I will lose this week to Joe.
Yeah, you're going to lose because your players are hurt. I'm going to win because Mia doesn't like change her team.
Mia, change your team.
If you're listening. And accept my trade. That's a completely reasonable trade request. Hannah, you're playing Hannah.
Mia,
AKA
put
Hannah's
Inkina
brother.
Down.
I don't know. I like my lineup. I have a feeling Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have a great week.
Your team
David
is
kind
of stacked until I look at your running backs outside of Mostert, and then it's a lot less stacked.
Yeah, I didn't draft great with the running backs. I put a little bit too much faith in Miles Sanders to reproduce what he's doing in Philly, but they're not running the ball in Carolina because they're down 20 points every game.
I will say, Joe gave me Travis Etienne for Najee Harris. And I'm very happy about that because I would not have won a single game if
I can't
didn't
believe
happen.
I
that was a terrible trade.
As the
Joe.
Commissioner, I can't believe I approved that.
Well, because the other part of it was I sent like Lockett and he sent me Pickens, so it's like he got the better player there, like evened out.
I'm upset. I'm going to a concert tomorrow night, so I'm going to miss the Phillies-Dolphins game, which was like my most anticipated game in the
Phillies
season.
Eagles.
Yeah, Philly.
Philadelphia. Who are you seeing?
I'm seeing Daniel Donato.
Right. You talked to me.
Yeah, going to soundcheck and stuff, which should be fun. It's going to be cool.
Nice. I have like no concert tickets upcoming.
That was a really short fantasy roundup.
Oh, you saw
concert. The only concert ticket I have, I think I have a Men I Trust ticket, but I'm not convinced I'll go to that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I had Genesis Owusu tickets for like yesterday, and I ended up selling it because I didn't feel like going. I saw Killers of the Flower Moon instead, and that was the better move.
I need to see that.
I saw Genesis really good at Boston College this summer, and it was a really rough showing, I gotta be honest. And I really liked that Smiling With No Teeth album.
Well,
it's
great. I liked that, and I listened to his most recent album, and it wasn't like it was like, I don't like this, but it was a little bit of like, do I need to like see this person live?
Yeah.
If I can sell it for the same amount I got it for. So, it worked out. Yeah, that was a quick fantasy football round.
I don't know. We're in a
small
league.
Yeah, Mia put in Keenan Allen.
She's listening. She's here.
I texted her.
She's tapped in. I had a few texts I've not been answering because I'm focused.
Is there someone coming in at 7?
I believe so.
I'd be shocked if that slot was open.
Because I know the 8 o'clock.
I need to go home anyways.
Yeah, I need to go. Actually, I have like nothing going on, but I
need
not be at the
Spider-Man
2 studio.
On the PS5 waiting for me.
I have turkey to make meatballs in the fridge. That's what I gotta rush home to.
I got did a big Trader Joe's run today, which if it does
on
not
the day when I wasn't working, I could have given you the discount.
Dang, I need to coordinate next time. Ideally though, this is gonna last me a while.
Shh. Trader Joe's managers, you didn't hear this.
This is not a. It was a joke. He said it
ironically.
It's
a bit. He actually doesn't work at Trader Joe's. This is all a joke.
This is true. All right, how do we want to cap it off? Talk about. Had a good hour of ball talk, basketball talk. NBA season tips off. What's the specific day? I think it's 4 days from now.
It's Tuesday.
Yep.
Tuesday.
I got league pass. I'm ready to go.
I got a website that rhymes with, I can't think of a rhyme. It's Streamies.
It's not. That's another bit. He's talking about Stream West. That's the site.
Yeah, exactly.
You type that in, that's going to...
Actually, I'm more of a Stream North guy, personally. Just showing Toronto Raptors games.
The one Canadian professional
Drake.
Basketball team.
Drake.
Is Drake still at their games? After they won the chip, he got out of there.
He got out
he
of
stopped,
there real
quick. He stopped showing up.
Second Kawhi left that team, it was over.
Kawhi's still showing up in Drake music videos sometimes, just to kind of stand there. Shout out Kawhi Leonard.
Shout out Drake.
Is Kawhi Leonard going to play more than 50 games this season?
No. Maybe. I'm hammering that under.
We didn't do any betting talk today. Maybe that'll be the next edition.
Don't gamble. It's a waste of money and time.
Yeah, don't. We at WMFO do not endorse gambling.
We should
or
make
drunk
an anti-gambling PSA.
Anti-FanDuel PSA. Yeah.
Exactly. I'll have Jill get on then.
I got one more song to play. I'm going to peace out otherwise. This has been Harrison and Charlie who... Appreciate you both coming in. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We'll play a song off that Earl Sweatshirt Alchemist tape and get out of here.
Such a good album.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Clean break, tougher to make. Ain't a thing that a king name rougher to main. Hold your head, cover your face, so disease doesn't spread. She said I got a son on the way. Made my bed, so that's where I'ma lay. My weary bones, my heavy head I carry home every day. My mama saying that I never be alone. Even though she gotta know that I know she just made. With the choices I made, the only way forward is unafraid and focused when I'm holding these reins. Yeah, thanks over my shoulder to my auntie Elaine. 27 braids falling over my face. My head on straight, my mama closing the gate. And both of them sleep better when they know that I ate. I'm going through changes that I couldn't fathom. The growing pains lead to understanding. I'm no passenger on the plane, precious cargo in the cabin. My whole take on baggage just ain't the same. Don't fall for the fake magic. They came with the David Blaine pattern, so we jabbing weave. I'm trying to farm up some lavish green with the fam. Lavage bread, sharing everything with the team. Spreading seeds, spilling drinks for the dead. Godspeed, they took the lead, but I'm still ahead. I found a swing sitting in the sand. Pushing back. Pushing back.